like to read to you this evening from Joshua 1, and we're going to read just from verse 1 to verse 9. Joshua 1, verse 1 to verse 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, I'd like to bring out just a few thoughts to you this evening from verse 9 of chapter 1 of Joshua. Now, just as a bit of an introduction, I just wanted to give a bit of a backdrop. Moses, the great leader of Israel, was old. He'd served many years over Israel, and he had died. He'd just died, and Joshua had been almost second in command to Moses over the last few years. Now, Joshua was one of the 12 who originally went to spy out the land. He was only one of two that came back and gave that good report, encouraging Israel to go and conquer the land. And then later on, he became a general in the army of Israel, and he had defeated Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, in the land, the other side of the Jordan. So he had a very good CV, as it were, to lead the people of Israel. Now, you may think to yourselves, what does this have to do with me? What has this got to do with us here this evening? Joshua was this great leader of a great nation. We're just people just trying to live our normal lives. Joshua had a massive battle to fight. Joshua had a war to go into, and he was leading the whole of Israel into that war to conquer that land. What's that got to do with us tonight? Well, I'd like to say it's got quite a lot to do with us tonight, because we are going into a battle as well, aren't we? We are in the battle. And like Joshua is going into a battle with great giants in the land of Canaan, we're going into battle with great powers, aren't we? We're going into battle against the world, the flesh and the devil, as the Bible says. And these things shouldn't be taken lightly. They are powerful enemies. And Joshua couldn't take lightly the people of Canaan. They were powerful nations. We read that the sons of Anak was there. The sons of Anak were the giants. So powerful people. and they had modern warfare, modern weapons, and Israel was just a nomadic people, probably didn't have that many weapons in the way of chariots and things like that. So they had a great battle to fight, but so have we. Also, you may be thinking this promise, this command, was said to Joshua. So how this personal message, how is that to do with us? Well, it was said in not only in Joshua, to Joshua, it was also said in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, "Be strong and of good courage, do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." So this sounds like exactly the same words. But just before that, it states how this is being said to the whole nation of Israel. So if this was said to the whole nation of Israel, this is obviously not just for one man. You may be thinking, yeah, but this is for the Israelites. Well, in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, it's said in the New Testament, so let's read that. It says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" It's a very similar promise, and it's taking the words that are said to Joshua into the New Testament. So these words are for everyone. These words are for all God's people. So, we are to be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. I'd like to just bring out three points. Three reasons why we should be strong and of good courage. Why should we be strong and have good courage? Now, first point I'd like to bring out to you is, because you are assured of the victory. We are assured of the victory. We can be strong and of good courage because the victory is there. In verse 8 it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." So success is being foreordained by the Lord. God has said you will have success. Okay, yes, there is a proviso there that you obey the law, and by this it's referring to the first books of the Bible, the books that Moses wrote that contain the Ten Commandments, but also the other laws. So yes, we need to keep God's law, but we'll have success. Also in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 55-58 it says, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labour is not in vain in the Lord." It says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has had that victory. We can be courageous because the battle's already won. We can go into the battles that we have to face, our own flesh, our own sin, the devil who comes to tempt us, and the world outside us, those that ridicule us, we can be strong and courageous against them. Because we have been assured the victory, because Jesus has already had the victory. Now, although Joshua was assured of the victory, he didn't see victory straight away, did he? He had battles to fight. Okay, some he lost. Most he won. Some he lost through the nation of Israel sinning. But God was still with them. God stayed with them, and God gave them the victory time after time in battles. But we also see that he didn't even see the victory in his own lifetime. He saw a certain amount of victory, but we see as it goes through Judges and into the Kings that they're still fighting that war to gain that land. It's not till Solomon's time that they actually rule the whole land. But that victory was secure, wasn't it? God had promised it, and God gave that victory to them. So our first point is, because you are assured the victory, be strong and of good courage, because you are assured of the victory over sin, over death, over hell. Our second point, because God is with you, be strong and of good courage, because God is with you. Flip back to Joshua once again. It says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now how amazing is this? The God of this creation, the most powerful being inside this creation and outside this creation, is with you. He is just, he is holy, he is the Almighty One, he is everywhere, and he is with you. He's not just everywhere and therefore he is with you, he is with you personally, he is on your side. So we do not need to be afraid, do we? If the Almighty God is with you, who can be against you? What can overcome you if God is with you? So be courageous. Be courageous in your walk with God. When you go into the workplace and you're worried to do something that is right because the bosses might be on your back. When you're worried about living your life in a way that pleases God, because that makes you stand out from the crowd, makes people make fun of you. Remember, God is with you. So be courageous and do those things that are right. Now David was courageous, wasn't he? In 1 Samuel verse 17 and chapter 17 verse 45, it says when David goes to fight Goliath, it says, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you, and this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David came as a young man with no armour, no weapons of warfare, just a sling and a few stones. He came courageously against that giant. He could quite easily have overthrown David in human terms. It made no sense that David actually won that fight. Humanly, he shouldn't have done. Yet God was with him. And God knew David knew in a very real sense God's presence with him, protecting him, strengthening him, helping him win that battle that day. Now, very often we feel very far away from God, don't we? We don't really feel that vivid feeling of God being with us, protecting us and helping us overcome these enemies the same way as David did. But that makes no difference. God is still with us. God is with us the same way as he was with David. And he is the same God. He can overcome the giants that come against you in your life. Overcome that sin that besets you. Overcome the person at work that teases you and ridicules you. He can overcome the world that tempts you so much. God is this same God, and he is with you. So be courageous. So we've seen, be strong and of good courage, because you are assured of the victory. And be strong, because God is with you. Now I'd like to see, thirdly, that we should be strong and of good courage, because it's what is commanded of us. We have been commanded to be strong and courageous. We go back to our text once again. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed." Have I not commanded you? Joshua and the whole people of Israel had been commanded by God to take the land of Canaan. If God had commanded them to, then surely he was going to help them to overcome the people of Canaan, to overcome it, to conquer it. They didn't need to be afraid, did they? God was with them. God was the one that commanded them to do it. He wasn't going to command them to do it and then just leave them. He wasn't just going to say, "Well, you're too weak, you go in there." He's not going to say, "Go in there and conquer them and leave them to their own devices and then get slaughtered," is he? He's going to protect them, because they're doing exactly what God told them to do. Now, we've been given commands as well, haven't we? We've been given the will of God. They were doing the will of God, and we've been given the will of God for our lives in the Bible. We've been given the Ten Commandments, haven't we, which is our moral law, our moral compass. But also we've got many other laws and guidelines in the Bible that can direct us and guide us in our lives. If we are keeping within the law of God, if we are keeping within God's will, then we've nothing to be afraid of. Because God has commanded you to do it. He's not going to command you to do something and then just leave you to your own strength and your own devices. Joshua did what God wanted him to do, and God saved Joshua. God helped Joshua. God strengthened Joshua, and he helped him overcome the land of Canaan, overcome the people in the land of Canaan to take it for the Israelites. Now, don't be afraid when you're doing something in work, doing something in whatever aspects of your life you're doing. Don't be afraid when you're doing it, if you know you're doing it in the right way and within God's will. Even though you might be doing it in a different way to what someone else is saying. Someone at work might be saying, "I'll just bend the rules here, go round it," and they might make your life a misery if you don't do it their way. But don't be afraid if you're honouring to God and do the thing that's right. God will honour you. God will strengthen you. God will uphold you. And he'll protect you. So we've seen that we should be strong and of good courage, because we are assured of the victory. and also because God is with us, and also because God has commanded us. Now this, all these things are in every aspect of our life. It's in our family life, it's in our work life, it's in the life that we have with our friends and when we're just having fun, it's in our serious side of life, it's in our church life. All these things are applicable to all of our lives. So when we come to church to run a youth club, we can be strong and have good courage because God has commanded us to do that, hasn't he? He's commanded us to go and evangelise. He's commanded us to spread the gospel. And if we're doing that, then God will keep us. And he is with us in doing that. And we are assured of the victory in doing that. So, don't be afraid, people. Don't be afraid when someone asks you to take an epilogue in Kit Club. Don't be afraid to do it. Because God's with you. You're just doing what God has asked you to do. Okay, yes, there might be a certain amount of fear, but that helps you lean upon God. I was nervous coming tonight. I am every time. But we needn't fear, because God is with us. We are speaking what God wants us to speak, providing we're doing it prayerfully. We have no need to worry. We have no need to be afraid. So, in conclusion, Joshua led the people of Israel and fought all those battles in God's strength. And so must we fight. We must fight the devil. We must fight the flesh. We must fight the world around us in God's strength. We cannot do it in our own strength, but in God's strength. Now, we've already seen a little bit already that Joshua was assured of the victory. He was assured of victory, but he didn't see the full victory in his lifetime. He saw a certain amount of victory. He saw individual victories, and he saw the victory. God kept his promise, and he could divide the land up amongst the peoples. He had a certain amount of that victory, but yes, there were still battles to be fought. So, that's the same with us. We have been assured the victory, but there's still battles to be fought. We still need to keep on fighting. We still need to keep living that life that God wants us to live. Our life's not just going to be easy all of a sudden. There's still going to be problems that get in the way and sins that we need to overcome. But God has promised us the victory. And we should be edging closer to the final victory day by day. Victory after victory, we are edging closer and closer to that final victory. When we are made like Christ, we are perfected. But that won't be in this lifetime, will it? That's a promise for the next. We are going to be perfected. The victory is going to be secure. It's secure for us now already. But we won't get that until we meet God and we are finally perfected. But we should be aiming for it. It shouldn't be something that we're just thinking, well, we're not going to reach it now. If Joshua thought that, they'd not get anywhere, would he? If he just said, well, we're not going to beat all these people in my lifetime, we might as well just carry on and do our own thing and, you know, maybe stay this side of the Jordan, it's a bit safer over here. That wouldn't have got him anywhere. He needed to fight. He needed to push forwards. And that's what we need to do. We can't just sit back and relax and think, well, we're assured of the victory. We're going to be perfected one day. We're going to be like Christ. We're going to be with Christ and God in heaven. So what's the point of worrying? No, we're commanded to fight sin. We're commanded to overcome sin in our lives. So, be strong and of good courage in all that you do. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, in whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever worries you have about the future. God is with you, no matter what, and wherever you go. I'd just like to read that last verse in Matthew. I can find it. Matthew. After the Great Commission, the disciples have been sent out, and we've been also commissioned to go out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to spread the gospel. If I just read from verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Amen."